Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, live here in Los Angeles, having some fun on Living the Good Life. And right now it's time for a little cannabis healing with Paxton Quigley. Paxton, good morning.
Good day, and hello to all of our cannabis healing listeners. I want to give you the latest news. Folks, finally, things are looking up in Ohio for medical cannabis patients, where the delays have lasted literally for months and months. But I'm happy to report that this past week, 4 dispensaries opened in Ohio. But at this point, they're only selling flower because there are no licensed processors as yet in Ohio. But we are pleased the program is finally on the move. And in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his plan to legalize recreational cannabis. The governor's bill still needs to be voted on, but everyone thinks it's going to pass. And finally, regulators in California gave approval for statewide cannabis delivery, even in states where cannabis is banned. Or I shouldn't say states, but sales are banned. However, it's not all good news. In Wyoming, a House committee rejected a CBD bill. And in Nebraska, their attorney general spoke out against marijuana law reform. Nevertheless, as cannabis legalization expands around the country, the need for education and training is growing for the thousands and thousands of people who would like to work in the cannabis industry. So today, we're going to speak with the executive chancellor of the oldest cannabis university in the United States. It started in 2007 and is based in Oakland, California. It's called Oaksterdam University, and I'm going to spell that. OAKSTERDAM. The university offers courses as well as online classes in all areas of cannabis. So I'd like to welcome our guest. Her name is Dale Sky Jones. She's executive chancellor. Dale, welcome to Cannabis Healing.
Thank you so much for having me today, Paxton.
Certainly. Can you tell our listeners what type of courses are offered at the university? Is it science, business, growing? Or is it all of the above?
All of the above. And our classes are always evolving. We have to update our classes on a weekly basis because of the constantly changing laws and new science that's coming up. Fortunately, we have over 150 faculty that contribute to the various subject matter expertise. They stay in their own lane, so to speak. But our main two programs, one is focused on cannabis and everything that you would need to know to not only be a patient, but to serve one, as well as the adult or retail market. We pepper in everything from the prerequisites, which is for every class. We have you take legal, politics, history, and civics to make sure that you know what you need to know, not just what you want to know, so to speak. But then we also dive into extraction, cooking, topicals, horticulture, science. And then we go to the advanced courses of either becoming a bud tender and getting a career, investing in the industry, or managing some type of dispensary or business. The second key program that we offer was by demand, horticulture, horticulture, and more horticulture. So we start with the prerequisites of legal and civics. Once again, we want to make sure that we set you up for success, but we also prepare you for the worst so you can mitigate your risk before you enter the industry, and strategize the best way to enter the industry. And that is priceless.
Oh, this sounds so interesting. What are the prerequisites for getting into the college?
I'm so glad you asked that, Paxton, because it even feeds into the question of who are our students anyway. And we've had now over 40,000 individuals come through our courses from over 40 countries. The only prerequisite that we have is that you're 18 years old, and that otherwise you can either come to the campus in Oakland, attend one of the seminars that we hold around the country, or conveniently now you can actually just take us online in your undies at 2 a.m. from wherever you happen to be, because we realize that it's actually more difficult to get to Oakland for many people than it is to even pay for the classes, which we keep relatively cheap. So our students, some of them, we have literal, well, rocket scientists and brain surgeons. We have retired law enforcement officers sitting next to collared clergy members. But we also have folks that were penalized or criminalized for cannabis early on. Some folks never graduated high school because they were diverted into different programs, sometimes criminalized at a very young age for cannabis. And the beauty is, now that we've changed cannabis in many states from contraband to commodity, the very people that were ostracized, that faced not only social and legal risk, but were, you know, kicked out of their own families, potentially for their cannabis use or cannabis appreciation, if you will. Most of these folks are patients that found it was the only thing that helped them, and they were willing to risk anything in order to feel better, to feel normal. And so a lot of those folks come to us as well and realize they can take those talents, whether it came from the illicit market and that was the only way to survive and pay your rent and feed your kids, or this was the way you were grown up in the backwoods, and this is just a way to finally capitalize on the knowledge that you've had,
Well, this is astonishing. So practically everyone can go. How long does it usually take to get certified?
You can take it either in 4 or 5 day seminar classes, which is the fast, easy way to get in and get out. Or if you want the more comprehensive version, we do have it as a semester that takes 14 weeks, and you come just 1 day a week. You can take multiple semesters at once so that you can compound your learning. And we also have additional lab days on Fridays and hands-on opportunities.
Wow, you've got everything going. Now, does the university help people find jobs in the industry? Do you have that going on, too?
We have relationships not only with several folks that are, quote-unquote, headhunters or job service providers. We found that our students who graduate, who put on their resume, especially those that are, say, involved with Indeed or Monster.com, that the very act of adding 2 or 3 words, Oaksterdam University graduate, starts pouring in job options and opportunities. And also importantly, for investors or managers or entrepreneurs, we train a lot of regulators. We've trained the Board of Equalization a couple years ago, an intensive 2-day program on how to audit cannabis businesses safely and responsibly, how to have those interactions, the Florida Department of Health, the Bureau of Cannabis Control, as well as the now Governor's Blue Ribbon Commission. So we're also involved with the regulatory bodies that will recognize that you self-selected to take the best education available, and you did the homework, you took the test, and you proved not only that you cared enough to bother, but that you are heads above the rest when it comes to applying the knowledge. Because what we try to teach, first and foremost, it's actionable information.
I think I want to take a course. It sounds so wonderful. But tell
me. Let's get you here.
Thank you. Well, where are your professors from? Are they from traditional academic backgrounds?
We have 2 standard types. We have instructors and professors. And we consider professors those that have taken traditional education, that have a degree in the business that they're in, whether it be an attorney or a horticulture professor. But we have to recognize that a lot of the practices within the cannabis industry, we were the first to teach about it. The endocannabinoid system isn't even covered in most common medical schools yet. So at this point, we also have to recognize what we call expert practitioners. And those are people that have not only we've triangulated and reconfirmed their practices as best practices, but we have more than one at a time, so that they can feed in, learn from each other, and then present multiple ways of doing things to our students. Because we found there is no one way. And whatever consultant tells you that they know the only way, don't hire that guy, because there's several ways to do things. And you have to measure your own resources before you make those decisions.
Now, here's the big question. How much does it cost?
We have a sliding scale depending on the course or program that you take. If you're just a patient trying to do it yourself, we're actually starting and launching a new program here in the next quarter for just a DIY grow in your own closet type. For right now, you can enter in and get into those classes for around $500 to $600. They go all the way up to about, I think if you were to take all the classes, around $2,500 for two full certificate programs. And I just want to remind you that per credit hour, you're talking about less than $30. This is
that's
commensurate
not a lot of
with
money.
Community college. Yeah.
Now, what are your most popular courses, would you say?
That's
your top two. Your top two popular courses.
Horticulture, and horticulture. And
really?
I would say that extraction is the other one. We just started. In fact, today at 2 o'clock, we have an advanced extraction class that we launched a few months ago, again, by demand. And it's 3 hours of advanced extraction concepts and learning outcomes for people that want to go beyond their own manual extraction processes in their own home. And that really is the next step. Is for years now, we've taught people how to be safe and responsible, but operate in the gray area. Set up for success, prepare for the worst, and then wing it. And now we're starting to also operate in compliance. And so as we're training the regulators how to audit you, we need to train you how to pass these audits. And so we're also branching out into other ways, both on site training and business-to-business networks, so that we can also bunch our numbers together and demand better products and better services for better prices. We have so many alumni that are small business owners.
Dale, I would love to keep talking to you, but we have scheduled time. We're going to have you on again. Give us your website so that people know where to go.
Absolutely. Go to oaksterdam.com, and that's OAKSTERDAM. Oaksterdamuniversity.com will get you there. We're also on all the social networking, so I hope you will find me at Dale Sky Jones, at Oaksterdam, hashtag Oaksterdam.
It's wonderful talking to you, and we'll have you on again in the future. So thank you very much, Dale.
Thank you, Paxton. I look forward to it. Have a great day.
You too. And on behalf of Cannabis Healing, again, we'd like to thank Dale for coming on and talking with us. And to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners, we thank you for being with us today. We hope you learned a lot. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. Have a happy and healthy week. I'm Paxton Quigley.